looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, somewhat out of context, but here is a little bit of that thing I was trying to describe to you on Sunday night CNN, the Golden Globes coverage that had Larry King with an open mic.
Okay.
On purpose, I believe.
And the Golden Globe goes to Julian Schnabel, the diving bell and the butterfly.
What?
Makes no sense compared to what was happening to No Country for Old Men, but a lot of this always doesn't make sense.
Best actor, motion picture, musical, or comedy. And the Golden Globe goes to...
No, he's not on screen during this.
Right.
It's just his voice.
Johnny Depp, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
How was Daniel Day not nominated is unbelievable. From Broadway to the big screen, Sweeney Todd wins it. Leah Rosen, film critic of People magazine. What in your era, in your bailiwick, surprised you, if anything? The Don and
Mike bailiwick. Show. Love that word.
Why do you favor rape?
Nobody does.
I like rape.
Well, who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh, you're just a perv.
You know. Don and Mike Show.
We had some of it at the very beginning where it was just non sequitur Larry.
Yeah, and if I'm Johnny Depp, I just keep doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, Johnny Depp, has he had a normal role in his life?
No,
has he played like a real bad, you know, normal bad guy?
Hold on. I want to go back to Donnie Brasco. He was...
Yeah, pretty standard mafia-type undercover, and that might be it. Because even if you're talking about... what's the cocaine movie that he did?
Blow.
Blow. He's in Blow, and he's... kind of a quirky, weird guy in that. But Ed Wood, he's quirky. Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. Right. What's the one that he did? The tiny mirror, the rear mirror, the tiny
rear
door.
It was open window or
open
something
window,
like that.
Then he did Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, where he is super weird in that one.
Uh-huh. And what about The Delightful in Neverland?
Finding Neverland.
Neverland, boy.
Great movie. One of my favorite movies that he's ever done. But still, he's a weird character. And then Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, it's a blockbuster, but it's his blockbuster, and he's been weird in that, too.
And I love him when he drinks absinthe in the movie From Hell. That's a good movie also.
Yeah. But, I mean, the critics love the guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He keeps making weird movies.
Mike, everybody loves him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't. But
men want to be him. Women want to be with him.
But most people really dig Johnny Depp.
Right.
I saw the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas on cable, and it looks like about 10 of the other roles that he's done in it, and it's just, for some reason, I went south on Johnny Depp a little bit. I really got mad at Johnny Depp. I was like, you know, just play some normal guys. Stop being so weird. And then I saw him on Inside the Actor's Studio, and he was doing it was basically James Lipton who does, you made a career out of, and Johnny Depp is answering the questions by saying, the way that I'm the brooding actor.
He had his big nerd glasses on and his sideburns. Was he chain smoking?
Well, he had like his little, his little just one thing of beard. I don't know what you call it. What part of the beard is this?
Howie Mandel thing?
That's the Howie Mandel.
It's really a goatee. And a lot of people call the Van Dyke a goatee. But
I mean, I have it, but I got the other beard around it, and it's just...
That's a Van Dyke.
But here's the way. He was answering all the questions. You really have to whisper almost... The theater is so quiet, James Lipton, because I want to tell you that I'm...
Don't you hate guys like that?
Oh, it drives me insane!
I have to get into character, and it takes me about a year. I mean, no doubt these guys are talented.
I really got into that character by making sure that, Hunter Thompson did a lot of peyote, and I felt like the only way that I could really get in touch with his character was to do peyote myself.
It is the greatest free ride in the world.
Hey, we'd be doing it if we could.
Sure.
Listen, from my way of thinking, are you kidding? You don't have to create dick. They write it for you.
But you and I are both really bad at pretending that. We've proven that. We're not good actors.
And Mike, here's the thing. Just in case you get somebody like Steven Spielberg to bring it out of you.
Don't you think we could have been trained, though?
Oh, sure.
I mean, we're smart guys. We could have been trained. We could have risen above our performance in Babylon 5.
They would do it with us.
Like Joe Friday.
They would do it with us. They do it the way they do it with a lot of action stars.
Right.
Where we would only speak like 3 or 4 words of dialogue that we could memorize at a time.
Do you know where our acting ability would be right now?
Where?
Our acting ability would be at the level of when you watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure, when they make the movie out of Pee-wee Herman's life,
right.
And Pee-wee Herman plays the bellhop, that is where Don and I are.
I don't think we'd be that good, Mike.
We would be looking. Herman. I can hear the director right now. Cut. Guys, you can't look at the camera. You cannot look at the camera. That's the first step right there.
But I'm telling you, I still maintain, what a gig. What a gig.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen when they do like the behind the scenes of a movie set? All they do is bitch about how it's hurry up to wait. And if you're the star of the movie, you go out there and you say to someone again, what's my line again? Your line is, stop or I'll shoot. Okay. And then you wait and you go, stop or I'll shoot. And then they go, oh.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Next scene, moving on.
Well, the reason I want to someday do it, I want to be like a 60-year-old character actor.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I want to be in a movie and have a speaking part in a movie before I die is because of this. That is immortality. No matter how sucky the movie is, it is immortality.
Right.
It is. You see stuff. I was watching stuff on Turner Classic Movies that you can hardly hear the dialogue because it's so antiquated.
Every radio show that we do is being beamed somewhere in the universe.
Do you really think so? Do you think that there's somewhere that this is going out into space
okay,
and
now,
someone's recording it somewhere?
Now, okay, we're going to move this from a goddamn. This is a deep show today.
Yeah.
From assassinations to Hollywood. Now,
yes.
Seriously, the thought that there is other life out there. Absolutely.
Oh, I believe it too, yeah.
How pompous we are.
Right.
As bags of water on this planet to think that we've got it all cornered.
Like right. It when you use the Men in Black reference too.
Everything. Actually, it's from Star Trek originally.
Is it from Star Trek? Yeah,
someone said to Picard.
Men in Black would be meat sack.
Yeah. Bags of water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, we think we got it figured out.
We really are bags of water.
Mm-hmm. 96%, 98%.
Because we now have cell phones that have GPS in them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because of that, we think we got it all freaking figured out. I'm telling you, the stuff that you and I are doing on the radio, the TV broadcasts, they're all making their way to the dark side of the moon, as Pink Floyd used to sing. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And you know what all the Martians and all the Mr. McZipplixes over there are saying? They're all saying, they're at least 200 years away
right.
from us even trying to come over and shake hands. Look at them.
You were going to say something exciting, like they're getting the broadcast and say, all right, when we get there, forget all the other people. Let's just collect the people that are doing those little shows.
So it'll be you.
Let's put them on the ship.
You and Don.
Right.
And maybe some of the TV sports.
Weasel.
TV people, too.
Right. TV. Sure. Doreen Gensler.
JC Hayward.
I'm telling you, this is Mike, this is no type of broadcasting arc that we're making here. They're listening to everything that and watching everything.
And they're analyzing our civilization by doing that?
They're looking at us and saying, okay, let's take a look at what these cats were doing back in, 200 years ago.
Okay.
And then they go, let's see how much they've evolved in 200 years. Not very much.
No, all you have to do is turn on American Gladiator and you'll see that.
Yeah. Not.
There's been no evolution whatsoever.
Came said match.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
I
you
mean,
go.
I watched it last night and really was I had that on my mind because I watched it again. Why? Well, because nothing really was on.
Right.
And, you know, the whole thing, they have a controversy, too. Are you aware of the American Gladiators controversy they have now?
It sucks
about,
ass.
No, about the injuries now. Now they're starting to, because I've seen this is the third episode I've seen, and two of the three episodes, you have somebody that gets, you know, their knee blows up, not badly, hopefully, and they have to leave the competition.
Is it Helga?
Helga wrecked the lady's knee.
Be a love and find those Jim Mora tapes. Because those are relevant today now that he's doing those commercials again. Mm-hmm. Mike and I were way ahead of the curve screaming at Jim Mora about playoffs, playoffs, playoffs.
He was one of the all-time greats because he was a rave-out coach, but he did so in his own personal style, and there was nothing quite like it.
Yeah, our broadcast is being beamed into space right now along with everything else, and you know what they're saying?
What?
This is all junk. These people are savages. These people are killing each other with their words and with their actions,
uh-huh.
And plus, look at the entertainment they're spewing out. Look at the leaders they've chosen.
Yeah.
And foolish humans, they think they control the Earth.
But they don't. They are destroying their own planet slowly but surely.
Yeah. You know, just our luck. The only one that they probably like is dumb old Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There is one man who made a movie.
Yeah, now it's like, did anybody expect that he'd be proven right only a couple of hundred years early as the ice caps are now melting super fast?
But is
that means, you know, it's going to be that scenario. You're going to have that waterfront property in Manhattan.
But is there a part of you like me that, and I watched something on that over the weekend about how they sent someone to the furthest point south, I guess.
The South Pole.
Right, and they were saying that in 2 years, this gigantic iceberg that they were standing with, like the miles wide, it was going to be gone.
Right.
And that the polar bears were dying because the polar bears are drowning. Because the polar bears used to stand up on these big pieces of ice.
Right.
And I'm just, and like everything in our society, I'm as guilty as anybody. I'm like, cut to the chase. What's the expiration date? And they say,
oh, that's the way people think.
And, well, that's the way I think. And finally, at the end, they said, so we've got, you know, maybe 150, 200 years. And what I said,
piece of cake.
What's for dinner?
See you later. What?
That's me. That's my kid. That's my kid's kid. Beyond me and my kid and my kids and my kid's kid, they're on their own.
You know? Now, but your attitude isn't that crass. Isn't it more or less like they'll figure it out by then?
Because I foolishly believe the thing we've always believed, that by the time that generation gets here, we'll have flying cars.
Oh, we'll have technology. Sure. And we'll be able to leave the planet.
And, yes, we'll all be living on Mars anyway, so it won't really matter that we've treated Earth like a toilet.
Well, that was the attitude of most people were taking, but apparently this melting of the polar ice caps is happening at a rate that we're not talking about hundreds of years. We're talking about a couple of decades, maybe 20 years.
Yeah, but just for the polar bears and stuff there, right? I mean,
no.
it's a trickle-down
effect.
No,
they're talking about the equivalent in every 8 years. The same amount of water that goes into Lake Ontario is the amount of water that's in Lake Ontario. Enough where it could raise the sea levels and flood some low-lying areas.
Yeah, but that's like one of those...
I don't know what the exact days are or the dates
channel.
Are.
This could happen. This is the worst possible scenario.
Not exactly, because I watched this on the news last night, and
happening.
It was happening. Here's all I heard.
Well, then why don't you drive a Prius?
Scientists are alarmed at the rate at which they say that it's happening even faster than the scientists have said it would happen.
Well, then I ask you both, is it going to affect me and my lifetime drastically?
That I don't have the answer to, but I think the only way it would affect you would be, where do you live down in Ocean City? Are you close to the beach?
Right on the water, my man.
Okay. You might have a little problem when there's a coastal storm. Other than that, I don't know how it's going to work. But
what are you doing,
people that live by the coast.
It's like a day after tomorrow thing? Is that what you think is going to be like?
The only way I look at it is when they say, you know, the water will raise sea level and that will cause some problems with coastal areas. Like, for example, when you get a storm, like say down in Ocean City. I give you an example in Ocean City.
Yeah.
The what's the worst case scenario? You get a real bad storm there, it erodes the beach, right?
That's happened. I understand all of this.
They're saying those type of events will become more significant.
And at that point, I'll sell that place and move somewhere else. So again,
you'll move to your mountain property.
How again will it affect me directly in my bunker and my whether I'm in my my cabin like what's his name the Unabomber?
Right. Let me offer this. To you. You say it won't affect you directly, but if you had to sell your property because of the conditions.
That's an effect.
Wouldn't that be affecting you directly?
I'll get out long before, you know, it starts being 100 degrees in January. I mean, I'll put it on the market this summer if I have to.
Well, I think you are like a lot of people that will respond to it. When it comes
That's
knocking
what I'm
on
saying.
The door,
let me know because and listen,
I'm the same way. I'm not. You're right. Am I driving a Prius? No, I'm driving a big stinky SUV that pollutes the atmosphere.
I think I'm like most people. It's like, okay, I think someone else will figure it out. Someone else will worry about it.
I've switched. Can I say this? I've switched most of my bulbs in my house over to halogen.
Oh, then we're going to be fine.
You think it'll be okay now?
Halogen or the CFL, the curly
whatever
bulbs?
Aren't they halogen?
The curly bulbs. No, those are CFL bulbs.
Well, halogen does the same
Canadian
thing.
Canadian football bulbs.
No.
Montreal.
Yeah, halogen is not the same as using a regular light bulb.
Yeah, okay. It uses less, but it's not as efficient as the curly cube bulbs.
All right.
That's all.
I'm trying to do every little bit that I can. Good.
All of this weather can't possibly raise the sea level at my house.
Somebody give me a C.
I test drove an SUV.
Attaboy.
So what? You test drove an SUV?
Yeah, just couldn't make it happen.
You mean like a
test drove a Toyota Camry hybrid.
You said SUV.
You said I test drove an SUV.
I mean a hybrid. I'm sure an SUV, a hybrid. I test drove a hybrid SUV also. That's what I was trying to do. I test drove a hybrid.
Great.
And I just couldn't make it happen.
You saved gas right there?
I don't know. It's the American thing, and that's very difficult. When you get in a car, you want to hear. The number one thing. Hey, the performance, fine. Inside, fine. Didn't look different at all. Kind of was intrigued with the technology. You know, the one thing I couldn't deal with?
Quiet.
There's just no sound.
Yeah.
Ooh, there was no sound.
Deaf pedestrians hate that, too. It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what happens when they make a quiet GM car? It's broken. It means it don't work.
But they'll make fast ones, probably.
Listen, none of this is going to affect us in our lifetime, so why don't we all just kick back and stop worrying about this crap? Let's talk about Jim Mora.
Jim Mora, baby.
Let's talk about James Mora, who is famous now again in these ads, the beer ad.
Oh yeah, where the Coors ads, where they have the guys that are at the press conference.
The playoffs, right. Playoffs. Anyway, here he is now. Is this the original tape of him, or is this us tracking him down?
Hey, before you play it, can I ask you one thing? Have you seen the new one with Dennis Green?
Where he just laughs?
That's fantastic, especially after they use the angry one, and now he's laughing. That's fantastic.
Another good one is when the guys all have the wigs like Jimmy Johnson on.
Yes, yes.
You know, I go.
They
hot
go
and,
all the way with it.
I go hot and cold on those commercials.
I can watch the Parcells ones every day. I love them. I really do.
We have four more tapes in sequence.
Okay, so roll it. Here
this
we go.
Is the first one.
First one. Here we go.
Jim
and
Moore.
I'll say this: those are some sick, sick, sick people, mentally sick. I thought it was horrible, disgusting, embarrassing, shameful. It stuck. People are sick when they do something like that. Absolutely friggin' sick. Those are sick people. Sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
See, so this was after he did playoffs. Uh-huh. He had a meltdown when the Saints fans were booing the fact that the Saints quarterback got hurt.
Right.
So here we are.
They cheered.
Here he is again.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked. Or the second half, we just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly-poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. Horse. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
All right, what's next there, Robbie?
A great meeting.
And then we have the chance to meet him at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we attack him.
Jim Mora.
Hi, I'm Don. This is Mike.
Could we impose on you, just ask you to say, Don and Mike, you're sick in the head?
Could you just say, if you would make us happy.
That'll go on somewhere. I'm not going to
do it. Yeah, we will play it for the next 10 years. That's our show every day.
It might outlast that interview I did.
Well, listen, Coach, best of luck in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Jim Mora, thank you. Good luck with the Colts.
He's sick.
All right.
Sick. Sick in the head.
We were running next to him.
Tonight I saw and heard one of the most disgusting, rudest, sick demonstrations in my entire career, probably the worst. When Wade Wilson got hurt, I actually looked up in the stands and saw people standing, clapping, and cheering when he was laying on the ground with a knee injury. And I'll say this, those are some sick, sick, sick people, mentally sick.
All right, now go to the part of us.
Jim Mora. Hi, I'm Don. This is Mike. Could we impose on you, just ask you to say, Don and Mike, you're sick in the head?
Could you just say, if you would make us happy.
That'll go on somewhere. I'm not going to
We will play it for the next 10 years. That's our show every day.
It might outlast that interview I did.
It's one of you. Well, listen, Coach, best of luck in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Jim Mora, thank you. Good luck with the Colts.
He's sick.
All right.
Sick.
Sick
in the head.
He was so aware of it. It was fresh off of that. Yeah. And he was aware that if we had gotten him to do that, you know, it would have had a little staying power.
Oh, yeah. Fat guys in Hawaiian shirts running at him. Coach.
It's probably the same day that we missed Dan Marino.
Coach, do you like Johnny Depp?
We tried to ambush Dan Marino, and then he blew us off, and then we said something terrible about isotoner gloves.
I remember.
And also something about maybe his IQ.
Oh. It did, Dan Marino. Dan Marino. Still feel that way about Dan Marino, unfortunately. I'd be nice to him if he was on the show, but I still get mad at him with that D.
Who's dumber?
Nutrisystem.
Who's dumber, Dan Marino or Shannon Sharp?
Wow, that's a tough
Really, who's
Dan Marino? Definitely.
I'd like to see them both on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? They're both just dumb and dumb. Really?
But it's football. You know, they know about football, and that's why they're on the TV. That's why they're on the Magic Box every Sunday.
Oops, hold on. What are we doing? Oh, this and then a break. Hi, Don and Mysha. Hey, great news. Commercial's coming up. Hello.
Oh, good.
Don and Mysha. Best part of the show coming up.
Love when you tease.
Only happens 8 times a show.
Yay.
Hello, Don and Mysha. Radio.
Radio. What would life be without it?
Hello, Don and Mysha here.
Hey.
Hey, you.
How you doing?
We're doing very well.
You guys are looking at the global warming thing all the wrong way. You look at it as an investment opportunity. You find out exactly how high the water is going to be. You go around, you buy up all the property. In 20 or 30 years, you'll be sitting on millions of dollars worth of the newest oceanfront property. You'll be all set.
You know, I know you say that in a spirit of levity, my Mr. DeMoss, but I have to tell you that I really do believe if there was some sort of formula, like if you really had a scientific guy that could figure it out, for wouldn't sure. that be something?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, oh, you buying that property? No. How much you paying for that? Me and the wife picked up this one about 2 blocks off the beach.
If I recall my American history, in the movie Superman,
exactly.
Lex Luthor says he's got a big map on the floor, and Gene Hackman says to, what's his name, to Ned Beatty,
right.
says he's going to...
Otis.
Says to Otis, he's going to cut off this part of the country.
He's going to shoot
California, right?
He shoots a missile at the San Andreas Fault.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to create his own new left coast.
Right? And his own new beachfront.
Because right? California's going to fall into the ocean.
Lutherville.
And it's like New Mexico is going to be the new California. Right?
It's a great plot. It just doesn't pan out. Valerie Perrine goes good. She saves Superman. And he makes time go backwards.
You know what? I was just going to say that, Rob. That's the one fly in the ointment, even back in 1978 when that movie opened up.
Right.
And the effects were spectacular, and it really yep. looked like he could fly.
Right.
I hated that he turned the world backwards so Lois didn't lie.
But they did
didn't
that all the
die,
time.
I'm sorry.
In the comic books, they did that all the time, right?
I know, but it was just jive.
Yeah, but Lois was affected by global warming. That's why she was, like, running into people's backyards yeah. without any teeth.
Chick-a-pay, Hanate. She's running around talking like Nell.
The hell was that actress's name again? What was the actress's name?
Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder.
She was missing teeth, remember? Yeah.
Who's that in the woodpile? That's Oscar-nominated actress Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder. You know, I always thought she looked when she was good-looking.
When was that?
She was adequate-looking in Superman. Yeah.
When was that? When she was at the beauty parlor with Deborah Winger?
Yeah. She's in the Winger category.
Yes.
Yeah, no S, Sherlock.
But you know who she is in the category. It's Deborah Winger. It's Margot Kidder. And it's that lady from... you guys got me flustered here. Karen Allen from the Indiana Jones.
You're right.
And they have brought Karen Allen back.
They make Karen
Disagree.
Allen look like Grace
Disagree.
Kelly.
Disagree. Karen Allen also in Animal House, right?
Yes. Karen Allen, what I was going to say was Karen Allen, I saw a picture of her in the upcoming Indiana Jones movie, and she looks fantastic for, you know, as many years that have passed.
And
how's her wheelchair?
compared to the other two, she's a total piece of ass.
Yeah, she's absolutely the best in that.
What order would you put it in? Would it be Karen Allen, then Deborah Winger, then Margot Kidder? Or would you put Kidder in front of Deborah Winger?
I saw Deborah Winger in a magazine. She's doing like a Lifetime movie. Uh-huh. She's really trying to fix herself up.
Right.
Too late.
Even in An Officer and a Gentleman, I thought she was stinky.
She always looks like a snot bubble, doesn't she?
Would you like to do me?
Rate them at their sexiest. Use a time machine.
All right, it's Karen Allen first.
Right.
Uh-huh. Then it's Margot Kidder second and Deborah Winger third
there
for me.
Go.
How about Jill Clayburgh?
You can't. Different actress. So you got 3 years.
And plus, I take it back. Jill, if that girl's a snot bubble, Jill Clayburgh is a full blown booger.
I will put a Karen Allen first. Then you have Deborah Winger, and then Margot Kidder. Because there was something about Margot Kidder's mouth
bad
even
voice.
Back then.
I think that yeah.
Must be voice.
Well, you know what? We must be right because we agreed on that.
That's the answer.
That right. means it's official.
Oh, we got a break, and here now are the fabulous dancing commercials.
This is the Don and Mike Show.